the saddest words that I've ever heard. The saddest was the story told me by a bird. He'd spent about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told.
I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. All I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it... An onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Well, welcome back to Love Your Garden. Today I want to talk about growing plants in pots. But before we get to that, I've been down to Mitre 10 and they have told me what they've got coming in. So what's due in Mitre 10 this week? Well, they have more veggie and herb seedlings coming in. They're very popular. They've got some French marigolds, also calendula, which is the old pot marigold, and I use that for medicinal purposes. It's a very versatile herb. There will be a variety of tomatoes and a lavender hibiscus. I'd really like to see that. That sounds really good. That it sounds beautiful. So, and then there's a variety of chrysanthemums coming in. Something everyone seems to be wanting at the moment. Some cat grass, some cat mint, and some catnip. Cats love this stuff, but I think it repels dogs from the garden. I'm not sure. Or maybe possums as well. There's also fennel and stevia coming in. Now, both great herbs. The stevia leaf is apparently good for gut issues, so I'm told. Anyway, so we have our... Listen to Win competition back again, and we need a secret word for this program. So my word for this program is Rose, R-O-S-E. So text me on 0484-510-152, and it'll be a $100 voucher from Mitre 10 and a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. So just be in for that. Great prize, the $100 gift voucher. I'd have fun with that one. Now, Roxy asked about her basil on Friday on the What's On in Bowen and Whit Sunday show. So let me tell you a bit about basil. Basil requires about 5 hours of sunlight, well-drained soil and regular watering, preferably from below. It is sensitive to the cold, which won't really worry it too much here. To prevent it flowering or bolting and encourage bushy growth, pinch off the top set of leaves regularly. If you are like me and don't have a very big area to plant vegetables, especially, I have some information on veggie plants that actually do better as pot plants than in the garden. So we're onto the pot plant section here. So putting them in a container isn't a compromise for these crops. The restrictions is what makes them perform. First off, peppers or capsicums. Peppers grow root-bound in 4-litre buckets. And they shift energy from leafy sprawl into fruit production. The restricted root zone triggers a hormonal response that increases flowering compared to ground-planted peppers with unlimited space to spread. So you get more plants, more peppers with that. The cherry tomato is the same. If you put them in a dark container, they will ripen faster because the pot walls absorb heat and warm the root zone above ground temperatures. Lettuce in containers don't bolt as fast because you can move the pot into afternoon shade the moment temperatures climb. Radishes, each harvestable size, sooner in containers. They reach it, because the soil is warmer and looser than packed garden beds, so you'll get your radishes sooner. And sometimes they sort of bolt away on you too. Well, they don't grow as big under the ground. This might work well. Beans and vertical basket systems produce more plant due to improved air circulation around the foliage. Maybe planting them in a hanging basket could work as well, because then you've got them hanging down and the air going around them as well. So which containers for individual vegetables? 4-litre containers are the ideal size for peppers and tomatoes, big enough for root development and small enough to trigger the productive stress response. Use dark-coloured pots for the heat-loving crops like tomatoes, peppers, and light-coloured pots for lettuces and greens that prefer the cool roots. Elevate the containers on pot feet or bricks for drainage and air circulation underneath. Now, water the containers daily in summer. The same restricted volume that boosts production also dries out faster than garden soil. Now, move your lettuce and green into afternoon shade as soon as daytime temperatures consistently pass 24 degrees, which is our winter maybe, but not our summer. Which is all summer for us, that's past that, sorry. But since our growing time in winter is doable, the ground isn't always better. But these six, the bucket outperforms the garden bed. I saw a cute little picture of an umbrella over a pot of lettuce. I can just imagine that. Okay, today I have, of course, classical music, but today it's going to be singers. We've got Andrea Bocelli, the 10 tenors and the 3 tenors. So a bit of Andrea Bocelli.
Notte, splendida notte, lascia cadere una stella. Lascia che insegni ai miei figli che non c'è cosa più bella. Essere veri, di avere uno spirito puro, piedi piantati per terra e lo sguardo al futuro. Notte, splendida notte, porta consiglio. Fosse anche un fiato di vento, fosse solo un bisbiglio. Quanto coraggio ci vuole a seguire un miraggio per questo cuore migrante che inizia il suo viaggio. Ali di libertà per vivere in un nuovo giorno adesso. Notte che lasci il tuo posto ad un nuovo giorno. Partire è sempre difficile senza un ritorno. Quanta speranza ci vuole a intraprendere un viaggio lontano da un mondo che a volte ci tiene in ostaggio.
Viviamo, viviamo negli eti calici che la bellezza infiora e là fuggevole, fuggevole ora si ne bria voluta.
Viviamo i dolci fremiti che suscita l'amore poiché quell'occhio alla tutte follia, follia nel mondo, ciò che non è piace.
Godiam fugace rapido, il gaudio dell'amore, è un fiore che lascia il cuore, né più si può godere. Vita è nel tripudio
quando non sai ancora,
non dite a che l'ignora
e il mio destino così.
Con me, tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me.
Remember, my secret word for this hour is Rose, R-O-S-E. Now, I have a great cause here that everybody could get behind. On May the 23rd, 2026, Vietnam veteran Chris Atkins turns 80, and he's swimming 80 laps of Bowen's Olympic pool to raise funds for the Bowen RSL renovations. Cancer survivor, life member of the Bowen RSL sub-branch, 200-plus laps a week in training. Chris is all in. The Bowen RSL is a vital gathering place for our community. These renovations will provide more seating room, especially when for commemorative days like Anzac Day. We've already raised over $50,000. Help us finish this job. Every dollar stays in Bowen. Every dollar counts. Help us raise $35,700. Come and cheer Chris on. Head to the Bowen's Olympic Pool from 12 o'clock on the 23rd of May to cheer Chris along as he takes on 80 laps, plus enjoy a sausage sizzle on the day. All donations will also be taken on that day. So a good cause there to get behind. 80 to do 80 laps, that's pretty good. I'm not sure I'll be doing that at 80. Now, if you want to plant herbs, and who wouldn't? I have some tips on pairing herbs in containers. You can grow fresh, flavorful herbs together in pots for a thriving container garden. First is basil and parsley. Perfect for cooking, both love rich soil and regular watering. Now, thyme and rosemary do well together. They're a drought-tolerant duo that thrives in the sun. Mint and lemon balm, refreshing and aromatic, best grown in separate pots to prevent spreading. I mean, you can put those two together in the pot, but in the ground they will spread. Chives and coriander, great for culinary use, both enjoy moist soil. I have tried growing coriander and have never had any success at all. But I have discovered I don't like the taste of coriander, so probably that's why I wasn't meant to grow it. Anyway, oregano and marjoram, or oregano and marjoram, a fragrant Mediterranean pear that loves warmth. I have oregano in my garden in the sun and it loves it. And last, sage and lavender. I would have thought of the pairing of these two. I wouldn't have thought of it, but we'll try it now. They are both hardy and drought resistant and excellent for pollinators. Companion planting for raised beds. Excuse me. Of course, the tomatoes and basil, carrots and onions go well together. Cucumbers and nasturtiums, peppers and marigolds, lettuce and radishes. And last, zucchini and borage. Pair these ones up in your raised planting. Borage has a lovely blue star flour, which can be used in salads. I gather that it's quite expensive to buy because they're hard to come by. Okay, let's not forget about flower pairings in pots, because it's good to grow vegetables, but we still like to have beautiful, colourful flowers around us. So some good pairings for pot plants are sunflowers and petunias, geraniums and lobelia, lavender and sweet alyssum, marigolds and nasturtiums, and echinacea and salvia, begonias and ferns. I'm going to have to try some of these, but the sunflowers, I think, would have to be dwarf ones, I'm thinking, because they take up a lot of room and grow pretty big. So I would suggest dwarf sunflowers to pair up with petunias, because you've got the height and the... Most of them have got the height and the small ones hanging around. So they would look really pretty in the garden, I think, in your container garden anyway. Now, I have some more music for you. I hope you're enjoying Andre Bocelli. And I have Andre Bocelli and Ed Sheeran with Amo Soltanto Te.
È troppo tempo che non siamo soli io e te. Non chiedo luce ormai, quindi il mio sole sarai. Siamo gli stessi qui, decisi, liberi. Intanto parlami, se cerchi le parole, prova ti amo ancora, dillo anche tu. Non chiederei di più, sei la sola, senza un perché, amo soltanto te. E lo sapevo, ma oggi è quel giorno che aspettai. Cura e pazienza sei, da sempre sogno di noi. Siamo gli stessi, sì, decisi, liberi. Soltanto seguimi, se cerchi le parole, prova ti amo ancora. Dillo anche tu. Non chiederei di più, sei la sola, senza un perché, amo soltanto te.
tempesta e l'aria fresca pare già una festa. Che bella cosa la giornata e sole.
Ne viene quasi una malinconia sotto finestra toglia restaria quando fa notte o sole se
Another community notice. The Bowen Community Centre is having an open day on the 12th of May, 9:30 a.m. till 11:30 at 34 to 40 Gregory Street, Bowen, Queensland. Now come and see what we do. Meet our friendly staff. There will be guided tours of the centre. There will be free tea, coffee and cake, and a Lucky Door grocery hamper to be won. So come along. Everyone is welcome. Experience our warm, inclusive space and see why we're the heart of the Bowen community. Right, and now I have a few gardening tips for beginners and experienced gardeners as well. Why not? What grow well together and what doesn't? These are plants for open beds where you can mix vegetables and flowers, which I think is a good idea. You get your veggies and your flowers. So these are flowers that like vegetables, or the other way around. Roses like garlic, so you can plant them. Marigolds and tomatoes go well together. Now, roses and lavender, I can't see any vegetable in there, but they would probably be good for each other. Sunflowers like cucumbers, petunias like beans, nasturtiums and squash would go together. And if you're growing cabbages, put some geraniums with them. And some calendula, which I've said before is a pot marigold, they like carrots. Now you put daisies with strawberries, again, not a vegetable. Chrysanthemums like broccoli though. And mixing these plants has a second advantage. The flowers help keep some of the bugs away. The basil will keep away mosquitoes and houseflies. The lavender will keep away moths and fleas. Catnip keeps away houseflies and mosquitoes, marigold, mosquitoes and aphids. Rosemary keeps away fleas and ticks. And peppermint, if you grow that, it keeps away spiders and ants. So there's quite a few things that are handy around the garden. Now, who makes rice dishes? I love my rice dishes. I have some plants to tell you about that love rice water fertilizer. You know, when you wash the rice, because I don't have any water left when I cook the rice, so when you wash it, gather the water from under the washing it, and the veggies and herb plants love it. Especially tomatoes, peppers, carrots, lettuce, spinach, basil, coriander and green onions. So keep your rice water when you're rinsing the rice and put them on these plants. They will like it. They will like you for it. Fruits and house plants that they like it will be strawberries. The lemon tree will do well. The peace plant. So keep that water you wash your rice and your plants will love it. Okay, some more music now. We've got the 10 tenors with 1,000 years.
Darling, don't be afraid, I have loved you for 1,000 years. step closer. One step closer. Yeah.
I have died every day before. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. More. I believed I would find you.
I would find
you.
You.
Brought you back to me.
I have loved you for a thousand.
Sempre un amabile leggiadro avviso, in bianco e in riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più malevento, muta la scelto per i pensier. Per i pensier. Saffina, fine confina, manca del cuore, pur mai non sentasi felice appieno, chi su quel seno non li va amore.
La donna è mobile, ma di un malavento, muta da cento e di pensiero.
Okay, I have talked about gardening by the moon before, so today I have some agricultural practices associated with lunar phases. I think it has a lot of merit going for it. Now, the new moon, or the dark moon, it's time to plant root crops like carrots, potatoes, radishes, beetroot, etc. The reason for this is because the lunar energy is believed to favour downward growth ideal for roots. Now, the waxing crescent moon, so recommended activity, is planting green leafy crops such as spinach and lettuce. The reason for this are associated with an increase in ascending sap favouring green leaves. The sap is climbing back up again. Now, the full moon is recommended for harvesting crops. The reason is because crops are believed to be fuller of juices and nutrients reaching their fullness. In the last quarter, recommended activity is pruning and maintenance. The reason is because less energy absorption by plants, ideal for these tasks, because the sap's going back down again. Now, the final considerations, these recommendations are based on traditions and popular belief, not on proven science evidence. I have to state that. Modern farmers often rely on practices backed by scientific research to optimize their results. I like the idea of gardening by the lunar cycles. I mean, the tides of the sea move to the cycles of the moon. Women are in tune with the cycles of the moon. The sap in the trees move up and down the trunks to the sway of the moon. No amount of scientific research can change that. Now, I have some useful hacks to try. Banana fertilizer. I do this at home. You soak banana peels in water for 24 to 48 hours and use the potassium-rich water to feed plants like roses and dahlias. I use this on my roses. I only have a couple of miniature ones now, but they love it. Eggshells are a pest deterrent. You crush the eggshells and sprinkle them around plants to deter slugs and snails. Now, coffee grounds for acid-loving plants. Sprinkle used coffee grounds around plants like blueberries, azaleas, and hydrangeas to boost acidity. So this would be good for my gardenia. So I have gone out there and put some coffee grounds around it. Epsom salts for greener leaves. Dissolve a tablespoon of Epsom salts in a liter of water and spray on the plants for lush foliage. Vinegar for weed control. Spray white vinegar directly on weeds to kill them naturally, but avoid spraying near your desired plants because we don't want them dead as well. Cinnamon is a natural antifungal. Sprinkle cinnamon on soil to prevent damping off disease in seedlings. Now, plastic fork. I have tried this, but plastic. If you stick plastic forks in the soil, prongs up to keep cats, rabbits and birds away. So, you know, anybody tries that, let me know. Use cooking water for plants. Now, this is interesting. Cool down leftover water from boiling vegetables and use it to water plants. It's full of nutrients. Now, my habit is just to empty it down the sink, but from now on I might just have to drain it into a container and put it on my plants. Now, milk for powdery mildew. Mix equal parts milk and water and spray on the leaves to treat powdery mildew. So if you need to know any of these things, we should have it on our website in a few days and you'll be able to check that again. Now, I've got another song here by Andrea Bocelli.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the blown. Walk on.
Sara Brightman i Josep Carreras.
Tante cose qui al mio fianco, sono certo. Sempre al tuo fianco, sono certo.
Okay, don't forget my secret word this hour is rose. Now, I hope these tips are helpful for a bountiful harvest in your veggie garden with less work and more cost-effective fertilizer solutions. If you're like me and have a small area to garden, these tips for gardening veggies means I can grow my veggies in pots, especially the cherry tomatoes. Now, it's time for me to go now. My gem for this hour is not really a gem. It's just something really nice. According to feng shui, butterflies are a symbol of love and freedom. You can use them to decorate any room in your home, and their symbolic nature can help transform any aspect of your life, not just your love life. Plus, thanks to their positive energy, any changes they bring to your life will be for the better. Now, thank you for listening. Have a great day and a happy week, and I'll see you next week, same place, same time, on 95.1 Gem FM for Jude's Gems. Have a great day. Bye.
Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Unfurls its splendor, grasp it, sense it. turn your face away from the garish light of day, turn your thoughts away from cold and feeling light, then listen to the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit touch me, trust me, savor each sensation. Let the dream begin, let your darker side give in to the power of the music that I write. The power of the music.
Bowen 95.1 Gem FM.